2002 was the last of 4 years of non-stop touring. We haven't done a studio album for a long time. And part of the reason for that is because John Lord wasn't sure about his future in the band. He's been thinking about retiring from the band, not from music, but from the band for some time. And for us to go in and do a studio album with John and then John actually not be part of the band, I think would have been a mistake. So it's taken this amount of time to reach this. And John finally did make that decision. And he left the band to pursue other musical thoughts, mostly orchestral things. And we have a new keyboard player in Don Airey. We've always produced ourselves. And I think that's been a bit of a problem because basically I've been the one doing most of the dirty work. And it's very difficult to do the dirty work when you're just the bass player in a band and everyone feels they have a say in it. And it's like, you know, producing by committee. It's watered down. It's much better to have a single voice and a decision-making process devoid of all the fear and jealousy that comes with actually trying to express your feelings. So Michael Bradford is our producer, and so far he's working out absolutely great. There was always a high quality of musicianship within the band. And I think one of the magic things about Deep Purple is high quality musicians do not necessarily make successful musicians or a successful band. That's why there are session players who are, you know, can be brilliant players, but they're not successful in terms of, you know, getting across to the public because maybe they're too good. What Deep Purple's had is a unique combination of great versatility, great players in the band, plus this kind of raw, simple songwriting approach. And that's been an odd kind of mixture. Smoke in the Water is obviously the most well-known song. It's incredibly simple. You know, there's nothing complicated about that whatsoever. But in the hands of, you know, Ian Paice and John Lord and Richie Blackmore, playing-wise, it takes on a whole different meaning. You know, it's so beautifully played. Even it can be simple, but beautifully played it is. And we've evolved over the years. We've changed. Richie left, Steve Morse joined. I mean, we've had times when the band didn't exist. Between the 70s and 80s, we didn't exist at all. Radio and our fans kept us together, or brought us back together again. Without that interest, I don't think it would have happened. There was an inbuilt public waiting for us, and all we had to do was just get through a few years apart and come to realize that Deep Purple was the best thing that had happened to all of us. For us to value it again, enough to get together again. And we've been going since then. I mean, not always in the public eye. It's pretty difficult to sustain that kind of level of success. But in terms of the road, playing gigs, I don't think we've been as big as we are all over the world as we are now. You know, the world is a big place to tour, and there's just not enough time to get around everywhere. And we get a welcome everywhere we go. And I think another key to it is the fact that we're not just playing old stuff. We're playing new stuff. And we play stuff with a jazzer's instinct. We don't just churn out the hits. We reinvent them every night. There's always something different. There's always a different solo or a different angle or something that we don't expect happening. And again, that's, to me, is a big key to the longevity of the band.